It's like 2 in the afternoon. What do you want? Well, 'cause I have to get up in 12 hours. I need my sleep. What do you want? Yeah, I don't care. Just save me the fish part of it and it'll be fine. What? Why are you insisting that I wake up? No, that's not a good reason. What, I don't go into your room and mess up your hair at 3 in the morning just 'cause you're cute? What? I didn't say that. You're delusional. Leave my ears alone. I can feel your hand moving there. Don't have to look. Stop. No. Those are my ears. Not your ears. Fine. Just this once. You have 5 seconds to mess with my ears. 5, 4. Wake me up and pet my ears and leave. Where are you going? Well, now I'm awake. You're taking your lunch now. What did I tell you about overworking? Be like me and work 3 hours. Granted, it's a scheduled 3 hours, but I'd rather that than whatever, 'cause I'd never get stuff done. Thought I told you to quit your job. Yeah, well, I mean, nothing's stopping you from looking, right? Where are you going? I thought we were talking. And I'm awake and my ears are available. Yeah. Behind, please, please. Did you get tired of petting your cat? Is that why you came here? I can't purr like she can, though. Mm-hmm. No, I don't know why. Yeah, it's always bothered me. Like, I can relax, that's not a problem. It's just purring, showing that it can. That bugs me. I think also it's like an extra layer of appreciation that I can't show. Well, yeah, I know I can say I appreciate you petting my ears, but just like, imagine if your cat nuzzled up to you and you started petting her ears and she turns to you and says, "I appreciate you for petting my ears." It's not what she sounds like, by the way. No, I know I can't talk with her, but she's very expressive, you know. And like someone I know. Yes, I'm talking about you. Maybe you should learn how to purr and show your appreciation with more, oh, more ear scratches. Save the fish for me. Wake me up at 2 in the morning or whenever my alarm keeps going off. I'm sorry. Thank you.